Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech,
get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all.
One night, a drawing set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just...
Okay, have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality. Bitch.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's episode 163, Church of Reality. We're going to talk about these predators, pedophiles, and perverts, pretty much. I'm going to bring everybody on. I believe this is Ron. Is that you, Ron?
This is Saeed.
Oh, Saeed. How you doing, Saeed?
Great.
Got Brandon on. We're going to just we're going to briefly go over what's going on around the world with these pedophile and human trafficking rings. And a lot of this stuff, it isn't shocking, it isn't surprising. Some of the stuff like the Pizzagate and all that, people are saying it might be just a conspiracy, they're not for sure. But I found some ironclad things here, and it spreads around the world. The first one is actually English Football League, football being soccer over there. There's a huge pedophile ring going on in the soccer industry. A child abuse scandal, it says, is threatening to engulf professional football clubs in England, with former players alleging the existence of pedophile rings that operated unchecked. It says several former professional players have come forward to reveal they were abused as children while playing for their clubs. Andy Woodward was the first to go public, saying former coach at England's Crewe Alexandra Football Club, Barry Bennell, had abused him between 50 and 100 different times. He said, "I would never came forward if I hadn't seen others on television. There are other people that came forward too, and there's a ring. Basically, they would pass these kids around to each other." Even the prime minister is suspected. I mean, this is just disgusting. I mean, what the hell is going on where our children are being attacked like this? It's just crazy. It's crazy. And it's in all, not just sports. Of course, it's in entertainment. It's in music. We had Afrika Bambaataa's accusers on here on more than one occasion. And that guy supposedly has a book packed full of people that he supposedly molested or had a book at one time. I don't get this. Is this part of human history? Does this go back centuries, maybe thousands of years? I mean, what the fuck is it with children and these monsters?
Right.
Do you have any idea?
Well, you know, it does go back, centuries ago. If you look at the great empires, all the men in power in positions of authority were notorious child molesters. I mean, you look at the Roman emperors, were notorious for being a sexual predators. Caligula, remember him? Caligula was infamous for his sexual exploits with everybody, men, women, kids, prisoners of war, etc. And of course, Julius Caesar and all, even Alexander the Great, actually, he was so perverted that actually he died of a sexually transmitted disease. At that time, they didn't know what it was because they didn't have a name for it. But he either he died of syphilis or some other disease, because he was rampant in his perversity with men, women, everybody, maybe even animals, who knows. And you know, even you look at the popes. The popes were notorious for. Even now, they're still notorious. The priests are for sexual perversity. There was if you ever get a chance to read the lives of the popes, it will literally astound you at what they did, what they've been doing for centuries. One pope, John the 22nd, centuries ago, he actually molested more than 3,000 nuns, literally. I mean, this is how corrupt these people are. And again, it's always, interesting that it's people in positions of authority who do it the most. And you think, well, they have it all. They have the money, they have the fame, they have the success, so why would they be doing this? But again, it goes hand in hand with power and with the elite, and of course it still continues to this very day.
Yeah, the Catholic Church actually they've done it so much that they even have their own Wikipedia page about it. Documented their. I'm not joking at all. Like, they have that's how documented it is. Like, that's how far it goes back that you can't just pinpoint one pope. Like, that's how deep it goes. Is they there's actually a part of their
city culture.
And it's not just Catholics. Like, I mean, that seems to get the most. But, like, I actually looked it up today, and
the Jews.
Yeah,
for sure.
Jews have like a deep history about it and stuff. And like, of course, I'm not
Orthodox,
broad brush or anything. I'm not saying like, that all Jews or all Catholics are like that. I'm just saying like that's very well known in both of their communities.
But there was one. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say. There was one pope, Bishop Alexander VI, and, you're right, the Catholic Church is notorious for this behavior. Now, they are so notorious for it, they're not even, they don't even hide the fact that they engage in this behavior. One pope, Bishop Alexander VI, this was actually 2 or 3 years before he died. He was the last pope of Spanish descent in the Catholic Church, and 2-3 years before he died, he actually had an orgy in the Vatican for everybody. I mean, he didn't even keep it a secret. I mean, he was, like, out in the open. I mean, this is how bad it is with these people.
Yeah, it's disgusting because, you wonder why these like, regular, everyday pedophile motherfuckers get light sentences. And my only explanation, because I always say this baffles the hell out of me, my only explanation for that is because the higher ups do it themselves. So they're gonna pass these monsters off and give them slaps on the wrist. Now listen to this. Just a few days ago, a Detroit man was charged in a sex trafficking ring, accused of drugging, beating, and caging women, including teens. Listen to this shit. He was masterminding a sex trafficking ring where he would drug, detain, pimp out, and batter abducted women, including teen girls. Now, this son of a bitch, he's 67 years old, says he's in a habitual. His name's Richard Jackson. Let's identify the cocksucker. Richard Jackson, 67-year-old habitual offender with 17
different aliases was charged in U.S. District Court on Thursday for sex trafficking after cops discovered three women being held against their will inside this guy's home. These motherfuckers are keeping pets. And what I mean by pets, listeners, is your children. They view them as objects, as pets. These are monsters. You heard it. He's keeping these women in cages, beating the hell out of them. And this is one guy of tens of thousands like this. I mean, if you go to, like, neighborhood watch list and these different websites, you can find the maps of the sex offenders, and there's dots everywhere. I mean, there's thousands of these motherfuckers.
That's everywhere. And, like, my question is, like, everyone's like, wow, that's so crazy. There's so many dots. Like, that's not the crazy part. That the crazy part is they've been convicted and let out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why are they letting people out? I mean, like, for real, Fred, like, my time, man, the people that did shit to kids that got a lot of times, like child molesters, the ones with long sentences usually did something else to them as well. Like, they might have beat them up real bad or, you know what I mean, like something like that. A lot of times, those people didn't even go to state prison. They just did little county sentences, like 6 months, 9 months, something like that. I was in there with somebody, it was their fifth time doing it, and the most time they ever got was 11 and a half months. And they just keep letting people out. Like, it's not a serious crime or something. Like, you know, like
drugs are more serious offense to them than raping children. Here's a Gastonia, North Carolina man. He was convicted just recently of running a sex trafficking ring that spanned three states. His name, the motherfucker's name is Samuel Pratt, 34, of Gastonia, North Carolina. He was found guilty of sex trafficking, child pornography, and gun charges. These assholes, they know that there is a huge market for it. There's a huge demand because of the high number of these sexual perverted monsters. We got a caller. I'm going to bring him on. So what they do is they sell the children as well as the child pornography to these monsters. It's just disgusting. Because I know a kid that's gone. It's not coming back. We don't know where the hell this kid is. She's been gone 3.5 years. You know, so it's a friend of the family's. So, you know, it disgusts me that these people are getting slaps on the wrist. Caller, who is this? You're on the air.
You talking to me?
No, I'm talking to the other co-host of the show. How you doing, Elaine? Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. Just listening.
Yeah, no, you can't listen. You're part of the show. You gotta. We need your input on this because you're actually doing work to expose sex slave rings, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, over in Canada, they just busted the biggest sex trafficking ring. Teachers, doctors, lawyers, some big officials were just busted. I think it was 357. Professional people, teachers, doctors, lawyers, and, of course, several engineers just got busted in Canada for that. And they had, like, 300 and some children.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I can't understand, about this is now the airlines have gotten involved, especially here in Georgia. Homeland Security, I have to send you this article. They just did an article on the Rebecca Project. And, you know, so they have us up there, you know, working with human traffickers. But this is what's so painful is how they treat these women and they scare them and tell them that if they leave, they're going to kill them. Prez, remember a couple of years ago, when the young man, when the man's girl, this lady, this guy approached this girl and she refused to do anything with him because she said she referred black men to whatever he was, and he, because she rejected him, he went and got this, I think, was it a 9-year-old little girl, raped her in everywhere she could be raped. You remember that, and he only I think he only got 30 days. And someone just mentioned that when these traffickers, when these perverts rape these children, they really don't get no time. And as a matter of fact, there was a politician not too long ago that molested a little child. I think it was a baby, started molesting her when she was a baby up until she was 5 years old. You know what the politician said? She asked for it. She wanted it.
Yeah, I remember when that one priest was trying to say, I forget his name, but he was trying to say that the Sandusky victims were the ones that were enticing Sandusky. It's like, are you kidding me? You know, and he was justifying what Sandusky did. Just disgusting. We got Ron on the show. Welcome to the show, Ron. How you doing?
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, it's just crazy how these people get away with this stuff, where they make up these ludicrous excuses. There is no excuse for raping a child. There is no excuse for keeping a child or another human being inside of a tub or a crate for months on end, feeding it through holes in the crate. I mean, what the fuck is the mentality of these people?
Yes, it is. And another thing is that these people that's supposed to be protecting our children's rights, you know, they are allowing it. Remember when these pedophiles, the pedophiles wrote to Congress and wanted the same rights that they gave the gay people. As soon as homosexuality, they made it legal, then you had these pedophiles right into Congress and telling them and asking them that they want the same rights that they gave the gay people, meaning that they want the right to go in the playground and play with the children. And then on top of that, you have to look at what's in D.C., and you have to look at the pedophile ring in Hollywood. You know, these people are not going to charge these people because they're doing the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all over the world. Here we go in Toronto. It says 9 are charged after police disrupt online sex child exploitation ring. This is in Ontario. It's everywhere. And the mugshots of these people, a lot of these people, they look like your average Joe, your fucking neighbor next door. They could be anybody. Be careful.
I just want to jump in, you know, in here, you talk about the neighbor next door. You know, here in the Chicago area, remember John Wayne Gacy? The guy used to dress up like a clown, that idiot who used to go around molesting all those boys. I mean, most of his neighbors were like, when they found out that he was, you know, molesting these boys and killing them and then, you know, putting the bodies in the backyard and everything, they were like, shocked. They couldn't believe that he actually did these things. I mean, they just thought he was just a mild-mannered man. They had no clue, no inclination. And the only reason why he got caught doing it was because there was such a bad stench coming from the back of his yard that people started complaining about it. That's how they found the dead bodies of the boys.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I think there was almost 40 of them. And hearing this thing in Toronto, this is just, this is just Ontario alone. Ontario alone, from 2006 to 2016, says there was 35,000 separate investigations into sexual exploitation of children, leading into 12,700 charges led against 3,665 suspects. That is crazy. They've located and assisted 1,100 child victims during that time. But that's just one city up in Canada. Imagine what it's like in one state in the United States. Like, let's say, pick New York, for example. All the different cities in New York that have these sex rings operating. It's, there's got to be hundreds of thousands of these fucking things and millions of children in them. It's crazy.
Yeah, the saddest thing here in Atlanta is, and I'm serious, you can go out, you can go into certain neighborhoods, like the inner cities where the parents might be in jail. The child is left to a family member. The family member or the parents, it doesn't matter. They might be on drugs or something, and they sell their kids and let people molest their kids for drugs. Or either they'll sell them into human trafficking. And another thing that irritates me, too, is over in Africa. Well, these people come and say, well, we're going to educate your child, and the parents will let the child or the daughter or the son go with these people into the Middle East or East somewhere. And especially the Arabs, they take these poor people and they abuse them so bad, sell them into trafficking. The wife will watch her husband have sex with the girl that's the maid or the caretaker or whatever. One lady threw the girl out of the window. When these girls go back to Africa, they are so damaged, you know, from the brutal treatments that these people are handing them. You got the little boys that's going over there riding on camels. And if they gain a certain amount of weight, what they do, they sell them in human trafficking also. I mean, and this is sad. You know, this is sad, you know, that this is going on over, especially over in this country here. This is a hot spot. And in Texas, Texas is supposed to be number one hot spot for trafficking.
Yeah, I just Googled sex trafficking, and everything comes up around the world. Colombia, 14 sex slaves rescued in human trafficking ring. Oakland, California, accused pimp busted sex trafficking ring. Duo charged in sex trafficking ring in Richland County. I'm not sure what state it's in. I mean, it's just everywhere. It's fucking everywhere. England, Washington, D.C., man.
Look at that sexual pervert in England, Jimmy Savile, TV, radio host. They said in 50 years of his career in radio and TV that he had raped 450 people that they know of. I mean, children that they know of. 450 that they know of.
That sounds like it.
It went on for 50 years, and they had to have known about it, turned a blind eye.
Right. That sounds like Boys Town, Nebraska.
Google up Larry King.
And who he was and how he got all these boys molested, and I think he only got like 8 months in jail or something like that. That was terrible.
Look at this. Gillian Anderson, remember her from The X-Files? She was one of the actors in The X-Files. She's actually getting involved in trying to stop human trafficking, and they did an article about it. I'm looking at the statistics. It's crazy. It says up to 46 million people globally live as slaves, generating an estimated $150 billion in illegal profits a year. An estimated 1.8 million children are sold in the sex slave trade every year.
That's right.
That is just crazy. She's doing a documentary about it. That's what it is. She's doing a documentary on it. Wow. Yeah, but I think those numbers are probably low even. I think it's probably higher, to be honest with you.
Yeah, don't you think the government is making money off of this?
Of course. They're making money off of everything. See, that's
everything.
The government,
and that's the big speed. There is.
Their hands and everything. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, there's a lot of pedophiles in office.
A lot of these poor third world countries, the parents living in a shack with dirt floors, no running water, no, you know, toilet facilities, nothing. And some guy comes along and looks at their little girl or boy, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 years old, or even, you know, even teenagers, and say, hey, we'll give you the equivalent to $500. And that's enough for them to live on for a whole year.
Right.
A lot of them will just say, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
The bribes of
people would, I mean, there are people here that would sell their kids for a six-pack of beer. You know, they would sell their kids for a dime rock, a Coke, of crack. You know, they don't even give a shit about themselves, let alone their children. I'm glad you brought that up, too, because a lot of the kids that get sold into slavery, like Melissa that was on the show, her uncle sold her into slavery for a gambling debt. But he started priming her when she was 7 years old, started giving her drugs, probably molesting her, you know, because he probably knew ahead of time that he could get money out of her. These sick fucks know that there's a market out there for this thing, just as there is for
these drug addicts
too.
A lot of these women who are drug addicts, they have children, they put him into prostitution. They become pimps. I know of a case, I forget the name, how long ago it was, where a mom was pimping her daughter, 13-year-old daughter.
I read that.
Yeah, that's disgusting. You know, it's, I mean, who the hell would even think of doing that to their own kids? But apparently this is going on a lot. I'm looking at an article from the Daily Mail. This might be the woman you're talking about. Mother was sentenced to 51 years in prison for pimping her 11-year-old daughter out of her drug dealer, out to her drug dealer in exchange for heroin, and forcing the girl to take opiate as a reward. Now, listen to this. Her name is April Cochran. She's 32. She was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 51 years. Good for that. That's one thing they got right, finally. The mother pleaded guilty to pimping her 11-year-old daughter out of her drug out to her drug dealer, 42-year-old Chanel Willingham, in exchange for heroin. The minor was sodomized, raped, and forced to perform oral sex at Willingham on 4 different occasions between February and June of 2014. Drug dealer even recorded some of the sex acts on tape. Cochran gave her daughter small amounts of heroin as a reward after molestation incidents. The unarmed girl is now 13 years old, living with her father out of state. If I was the father, it would be hard for me not to kill that woman. But they got her in custody, and hopefully they take care of her in prison, and they beat her unmercifully for the rest of her fucking life. Brandon, you did a dime piece in the penitentiary. What do they like to do to the pedophiles in the penitentiary?
Well, the whole system's fucked up now, man. Like, when I first went in, some jails, like, the newer jails are a little different. Like, the old jails, they're kind of ran by the inmates because the guards have been there with the inmates for, you know, 20, 30 years. So there's a better relationship and there's a, you know, more of a respect level for the inmate to do a lot of shit. Now, when I got moved to, like, the jail that I did majority of my time at, some of them, like, they'll put all the sex offenders on one block and you can't get to them. And then certain guards protect them. Like, you can't, you look at them wrong, you get hit. But, I mean, there's definitely been more instances than I can count that, a sex offender was either, you know, beat up, stabbed, robbed, I mean, like, the inmates don't let that shit slide to this day. I mean, if you get caught fucking with one of them, like, you got problems, you know what I mean? But, you know, nowadays a lot of, you know, a lot of guards and a lot of jails kind of protect them more now. But as far as the regular inmates go, none of them tolerate that shit at all. And the sex offenders kind of know their place. They know they got to stay away from everybody, and they live uncomfortably for sure. But
yeah,
a lot of the places, like I said, they'll put them all on one block, and you'll never get to them. Like, their move times, like, to where they have to go somewhere else in the jail, they're different than everyone else. So a lot of those places do have them separated. Like, in my county jail, actually, that most of them are on one unit. But
they give them protection,
yeah.
Which is horrible.
Like I said, a lot of the guards, too, they'll protect them dudes. Like, you can't fuck with them at all. Like, they protect them, but the old school jails, though, they don't protect him. And, like, the main jail here in Pennsylvania where everybody got to go through, it's called Camp Hill. Everybody got to go through them. The guards put them sex offenders on blast from the go. Like, as soon as you get there, they let everybody know who the child molesters are, and they don't protect them at all. But in other places, it ain't like that. They do. They protect them.
Yeah,
well, someone mentioned in Hollywood, the most infamous case of child rape was Roman Polanski.
Yeah.
Back in 77, he raped a 13-year-old girl at Jack Nicholson's home. Jack was gone out of town making a movie, but he got away with it. And at his trial, many executives in Hollywood came to his defense, defending the guy, because that is accepted in Hollywood.
Yeah. That's just disgusting. That's disgusting on all levels, because like Corey Feldman said, they allowed it to happen. Corey Feldman blamed the death of Corey Haim and the drug addiction of Corey Haim. He said there's one man to blame for his death, and he is a super power producer in Hollywood. He's like, but I can't name him. Now, I remember when he did that interview and he said that, my first thought was, well, who did Corey Haim work with? You know, was it Steven Spielberg? You know, it could have been somebody like that, but because, you know, he's the biggest power player there is. Maybe it was the producer of The Lost Boys, because that was the movie that those two were actually on together. So maybe it was the producer of them, because I saw that that's where he got addicted to drugs was during The Lost Boys. Prior to that, he was a decent actor, and he wasn't involved in drugs. So I don't know. I also thought, well, maybe it's Michael Jackson. You know, for a while there, Corey Feldman kind of, remember, he kind of thought he was Michael Jackson. And I still don't care what people say. I do believe Michael Jackson was a pedophile for sure. Because remember the boy in the first trial, he could identify marks on his penis. So all that the prosecution would have to do is get him to show his penis to the jury and see if the boy's lying or not. Well, the boy specifically said, he specifically said, well, if this would have went to trial, this is what he would have had to have done. He said that Michael Jackson, because, you know, he bleached his skin, well, he missed a couple spots on his dick. Reportedly, the boy said he had two brown spots on his dick. And now, if that would have went to trial, he would have had to expose himself to the jury to prove whether or not the boy was lying or not. Well, what did Michael Jackson do? He paid the boy's family off a couple million dollars. To me, that proves his guilt. Because if I'm accused of something that horrid, I'm sorry, I'm whipping it out. And I'm going to show the jury. You know what I mean? I'm going to clear myself. What did Michael Jackson have to hide in his pants? See, but that's
that's the point. Whenever they pay off people, you know they're guilty. I mean, if people are not guilty, they have no reason to pay off anybody. There was actually many years ago, there was a story involving Paul Crouch. He's dead now. He was the founder of TBN, Trinity Broadcasting Network. He was a big wig in the world of televangelism. And he was having a homosexual relationship with actually a convicted child molester by the name of Enoch Lonnie Ford, who used to work at the TBN headquarters. So the first thing Paul Crouch did, he paid off the guy $400,000 to keep quiet about their sick, perverse affair, and he never admitted guilt. But the point is, if he's paying off the guy, you know he's guilty. You know he's doing something wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. It's happening everywhere, man. It's happening everywhere. And it's real big. We were talking earlier about the Catholic Church. It's real big in, the Baptist churches. It's real big in the Mormon church. These goofballs out in Utah, they like to have young wives, multiple young wives, and they have religious freedom for it. Just like the Orthodox Jews, they have the religious freedom to where they can perform that horrible ritual on the baby, where they circumcise the baby, and they actually suck the blood out of the baby's penis. During this ritual, in front of the parents, they spit the blood into a cup. The son of a bitch almost looks like he's testing wine or something, a wine taste test, off the blood of a baby's penis. He spits it in a cup. Meanwhile, the parents are off to the side with tears of joy, like this is a huge celebration. I'm sorry, parents. Your child first was mutilated, then he was sexually molested by a perverted, sick rabbi who probably gave him herpes, because remember, some of these children were actually getting herpes and dying from it. Right. All while Mayor Bloomberg made it legal. It's disgusting.
But they say that it's traditional. Traditional? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an actual religious tradition. Show we had that guy admit to it. I told him he was sick and disgusting, and he hung up the phone on me. But it's horrible. It's horrible. What were you going to say, Ron?
The thing is, in the Talmud of the Jews, it is written explicitly in the Talmud that a rabbi can have sexual relations with a 3-year-old girl and boy. They literally justify it in their religious texts. It's terrible, this is how corrupt they are.
They say that they can marry the girl at 3 years of age, and they can have sex with a little boy up until he's 9 years old.
Mm.
But we hear about this stuff. You never hear about this stuff. And that is sad.
Yeah. Well, Elijah Wood, star of Lord of the Rings, he recently came forward and said that there was that he was molested as a kid, and that there was a Hollywood pedophile ring that did the same things to him that they did to Feldman and Haim. So, I mean, this is a huge issue everywhere, from Hollywood, Columbia, you know what I'm saying, and all places in between. You know, the richest of the rich to the poorest of the poor. Kids are getting sold to these monsters. And then in return, they're getting abused. And then when they're done being abused, 9 times out of 10, they're murdered. You know, you remember the movie Taken with Liam Neeson? He's looking for his daughter, and he goes into this one room where all the girls were in there just strung out. They just let them die in there. You know what I'm saying? Once they're no longer able to perform or turn tricks, they let them die, or they kill them.
Mm.
And I want to say this, too, to these guys out here who are on the track. They got a couple girls, and they think they're hot shit. If you're pimping, now if you have a grown woman and she comes to you and wants your assistance, your services, whatever the fuck it is you offer, that's different. If you have a child out on the track, you are a piece of shit, and you need to be executed. You need to be fucking executed. You don't even need to be thrown in jail. These people, it's gotten to the point where they just need to start executing pedophiles, pimps, predators, and people that target children. I think they should start executing these motherfuckers. We got a caller. It's Exit Only out of Jackson, Mississippi. Hey, Exit, how you doing?
What's going on there with the good friends? Everything's good.
Yeah, man, we're just talking about these pedophiles.
Yeah, listening to the conversation, I agree with you totally. Anybody that go out and touch a child need to be executed. I agree with you 100%. Children are innocent. I came up in the country. A little town called Utica on the other side of Jackson. And I came down from Chicago, when I got to Utica, I started seeing a lot of weird shit that I really didn't understand. Like young girls, shit, 17 and 16, with grown men living with them, married to them. Parents actually signed consents where these kids get married to these grown men. And to me, I can't see even consenting for a child to be touched and tainted by an adult at such a young age. I really believe that age, well, you know, they say age is just a number, but that number is a factor. Maturity comes with a certain state of age. As you said, and my uncle, I had an uncle from Chicago, he literally was a pimp, and he dealt with grown women. If you make your mind up and that's what you want to do, and you, an adult, can make that type of decision, then that's something up to you. They was doing it anyway, but they chose him to for protection, guidance, or, as you said, what the fuck ever. I really didn't get too much into that. But abusing a child, taking a child innocent, yeah, they need to be executed. We're supposed to be here to protect the children. But this sickness is way bigger than even y'all could even understand. I heard you mention something earlier about Michael, and you mentioned about entertainment, celebrity sports, the Corys. We can even go with fucking Criss Cross. They've been doing this shit for years, bringing kids in, exploiting them to the fame for sexual favors. You can go with the shit with Baby and Wayne. All this shit is fucking for real. Lil Chuck, all these allegations are not allegations. I sat there and I listened to Poppy when he was talking, and this is what I do know. And I was watching the other day, listening to what's the nigga name with one eye, Jack something, the one with the one eye that be doing the hosting. He said the same thing I said. If you didn't do it, you'd defend yourself. If you sit there and try to, as you said earlier, pay off somebody or sit there and say, well, why they come forward now? That means you're guilty. And there's no other way around that, because I know me personally, you're not going to accuse me of something that I did not do, and I'm not taking a stand for it. And that's on an everyday course. The situation with Bill Cosby, that was the thing that really made him look guilty, is because he never stood forth and stated his innocence. You know what I'm saying? It, the whole question was, why now? Now, yeah. When people go through that type of trauma, they deal with it differently. Some people try to push it down and bury it and hope it goes away, because especially being a male, you cannot go to nobody and tell them these things because they look at you crazy. At one particular point, they actually thought only girls and women get molested and raped, and that's not true. Males go through it too, and been going through it since girls and women been getting raped. It's been there. It's not nothing that changed. The difference is most males bury it deep and try to move on with life because it's hard to bring that shit forward. I really have a lot of respect for Poppy even stepping forth to bring that forward, that he went through that, because most people wouldn't even bring it up. So I agree with you, Fred.
He also put himself on the line, too, because
100%. Because people look at you funny when you bring that forward. They look at you different. People don't ever understand what you went through to get put in that situation. They just look at it as, how did you let that happen? And it's all kind of manipulation out there in this industry. You know it, Prayers, like I do, especially when it comes down to Hollywood. This Kevin Hart thing, do not think he just blew the fuck up to be blowing the fuck up. It's something he is doing that others are not doing, because there's people funnier than him that was out way before him. Why they ain't never blowed up? See, there's always a favor for a favor. And then they sit there and they do these kids that way, and then they sit there and tell them to keep quiet because ain't nobody going to believe you. They don't. They always going to believe the adult. And these kids be quiet, and they try to live with this pain of violation. I literally never been through it. Don't know if I could even deal with it. I think I probably wouldn't know how to explain it, and I'd just go off and kill somebody. I'm just being flat honest because I don't even know how to deal with that. That's why I have so much respect for Pop.
I want to know how to recover, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been talking to Poppy and Ron Savage a lot the past couple of days, and man, I salute both of them, man, because like they both been through a lot, and they you know how hard that would have had to have been for both of them, and for. The thing I love the most about what they do is they try to encourage people, other people to come forward, not just against Van Vada, just everyday people, you know, come out against just whoever, whether it's their uncle or, you know what I mean, whoever. And both of those people, they stand for, you know, a lot of people and try to, you know, inspire a lot of people to come forward because...
It can't be easy to
live like that and to come forward. It opens up the wound again. You know what I mean? So both of them—they're both strong, and I salute both of them. Man, I just wanted to shout them out real quick because I respect the hell out of both of them dudes, man.
They have to stop the monster. People who do this, don't get me wrong, they are sick. I mean, they're literally sick and they need help. They need to be locked off in an institution to find help or else need to be executed because they're sick. And if you do not stop them, it's not like they have the willpower to stop themselves. Somebody has to do something because if not, like Poppy has said, he grown now. How many more kids going to have to go through this shit?
Yeah, that's why he's speaking out. Because he doesn't want to see any more kids go through it. And, you're right, people like that, they need to be executed because no rehabilitation, no amount of jail time is going to cure them.
If that's their desires, it's not going to change. You have to kill it, for real. I agree with you.
or you can de-limb them and cut their balls off and put them in a fucking tank somewhere like an animal. We can think of a few things to do to these monsters, that's for sure. I'm sure.
Well, I say execute them so they won't have to be coming out of taxpayers' dollars, because anything else taxpayers will be paying for, and then that'll be us. So I say execute them. That's the only way. Yeah, get rid of them, period, point blank.
If you put them in prison, if you cut their dinger off and their nuts and you put them in prison, they will be sexually abused for the rest of their lives. If people know that's what's going to happen to them, it may make them stop and think about it.
Right.
Yeah.
So one brought up the subject of sex tourism. No one knows how many children are involved in this, but Thailand's a real big place. Cambodia, India, Brazil, Mexico. They say there's 1.2 million children in India alone involved in prostitution. I recall that Rush Limbaugh used to go to Thailand to have sex with children.
Yeah, probably while he was on all his opiates and his pills, because let's not forget he's a fucking drug addict. But, you're right, man. Thailand is another big place. And when it comes to children, there's no borders. You know, seeing the imaginary lines that these so-called leaders made, they do not exist. Children are children no matter where they're from, and they all need to be protected. What about Oprah? She had this school in Africa. Look what happened to the kids over there. Do you remember that, Elaine?
I remember
that. Are you talking about the missing girls? Bringing kids home? Yeah, I remember that.
Got molested.
You know, with ISIS. But here's the thing. Remember, I was raped when I was 13. And here's the thing, laying here thinking about what you're saying. Here's the thing is nobody knows how hard it is. Some of these people are very brutal when they rape little children. I mean, some, they're so brutal. And like me, for instance, I had never had sex when I was raped at 13 years of age. You know, that was very painful. You know, and it's very scary when someone molests you. You know, you actually don't want to go out the house. You're afraid to go anywhere, do anything. You know, and
don't know who to trust.
He was a full grown. He was 11 years older than I, married with a family, and he did not have any pity. Show me no pity. And two, it took years before I could speak on what he did to me. It took me until I was grown before I could even say he did this to me, because I was still afraid of him. And I was afraid he was going to find me. I mean, this is a nightmare. And for these grown men, what do you call them that marry these 7 and 8 year old little girls, especially in India and in some parts of Africa, and it's accepted, and now they're bringing it over here, and then getting back to Boys Town, how they would take the boys from Nebraska, or Larry King was a big guy. He would take these children all over the world, put them on a plane, and prostitute these little boys. He would take them to the White House. He would take them to the World Trade Center and prostitute these little boys. And I was listening to the video of one of the guys, some of the kids that was molested, and said that Larry King himself, when he had sex with these children, he didn't care. He was very brutal with what he did to these little children, and nothing. And he only got, 9 months in prison? And nobody wants to talk about Boys Town.
They want to sweep a lot of that under the rug. They do that. They do that all the time.
Because you got more people in positions of powers that are indulging in these activities that you could even imagine. That's really the biggest problem. This world is full of a lot of sick, sick-ass people. And they are in positions of power to where they hold things over your head to get done what they want to get done. The reason they sweep it under the rug is because people over at Fox who are actually supposed to broadcast the news, some of them are pedophiles. That's why they sweep it under the rug, because they know the activities they get into. If you was to bring it open and expose it worldwide, it'll be so many people going to jail for that sick-ass shit, because this world is, is disgusting.
Yeah, you're 100% right, man. You know, they don't want to expose it. I remember there was a show in the early 90s that was going to be ran on, I think it was the Discovery Channel, if I'm not mistaken. You might remember this, Ron, but it was a show that it talked about a huge pedophile ring in Washington. And I think they ran it once, and then they never ran it again. It's on YouTube, if you could find it. But and this was in the early 90s. They were trying to expose it then. They quickly shut it down. They took it off the air, and people didn't question it until years later. You know, that's what happens. That's what happens with this stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's,
the reason why these big-shot politicians, entertainers, businessmen, et cetera, do not go to prison when they're caught in rape, child molestation, or any of that, is because the families that run the world, the Rothschild, Rockefeller crime families, they want the politicians, the actors, the businessmen to get involved in that, so they have blackmail on them.
True.
That's how they make them do what they want to do.
What they want to do, true. So true. They videotape it and they take pictures and they keep all those on file, so if they ever get out of line, they have those to throw back up on them. That is so true, period. The situation with Bill Cosby, I found out that shit been going on. That's nothing new. He been doing it, been getting away with it because he held a position. Apparently, he did something to piss off some people in high places because now they wanted to bring it to the forefront to expose it. They hold that evidence on you, and they will throw it back out to the limelight if you don't cooperate.
Yeah, that's real tough. Yeah, you gotta watch out. And parents, I suggest you go to these different watchdog websites and look who is in your area, see what they did. You know what I'm saying? There's dangerous sexual predators. I know where all these scumbags live around my house. I know exactly how far away they are from my child's school. And remember, those lines that they say they can't go near a school or they can't go near this or that, those are just imaginary lines. These sick fucks go wherever they want. Most of them don't even check in and register at the towns when they move. So in some cases, you don't even know who's living next door to you. And then you got to watch out, too, for the sex trafficking rings. There's guys out there that are like scouts. They go out there and they will, you know, they'll target a child that they want, and they will study the habits of the child when they go to school, when you pick them up. And they'll look for a vulnerability. They'll take the child. You'll never see, chances are you'll never see him again. I interviewed a private eye years ago. I forget the guy's name, but this guy used to go to Cambodia, Thailand, and different places to look for children that were sold into these rings. And his recovery rate was about 30 to 40%, and 90% of those were bringing home the child in the body bag. So it's a very terrible thing. You got to really be on your toes, parents. You got to know who your children are talking to. You know, and if they feel like they're in a situation where you're being too protective, so what? That's your job.
You know, 100%.
They
got to
understand that. You know, but it's crazy. It really is. So, but I'll tell you what, we had a hell of a show tonight, guys. I want to thank you guys for all calling in. Next week we got another show lined up. We're going to have a guest who's going to come on the show. Her name is Jennifer Kirby, and her son, and she has a 12-year-old son who is being, I mean, horrifically bullied in school to the point of where it's destroying his life. Now, she, the mother went to the school. She's went to the cops. Nobody's helping her at all. Nobody's wanting to do anything about the situation. Matter of fact, they're looking at her like she's crazy. So she's going to be on the show next week. We're going to talk about this because that's another big problem, too, bullying.
Yeah.
And I'm going to recommend to her that, you know, if she hasn't done so already, that she teaches her son how to fight. Because when I was a kid, when someone started hitting you in the back of your head or in the front of your head, the only reaction we had was to hit back. You know what I mean?
But it's a little bit different now, Scott, because my son, I got a 10-year-old. I had to go to the school and talk to the situation with him and work it out. They don't just function one-on-one no more. It's like bullies move in packs. The people who actually sit there and worship this bully, if that bully actually hit, all of them jump him. And you can't imagine a little 8, 9, or 10-year-old being jumped by 5 or 6 boys. This stuff is what's happening now. It's totally different.
It also leads to, you know, back in our day, you know, that's how we handled it. You know what I'm saying? You had to fight back or it keep happening to you. But you're right. You're right. That's another thing we're going to talk about. Nowadays, too, child suicide rate is through the roof. These kids they're getting bullied, then they're coming home and killing themselves. I read a story the other day, a 12-year-old kid, he was at home and he was texting. He texted his mom and said, I think he said something, I'm sorry, it's not your fault, but I have to do this. And she knew right away. She had the neighbor call, run over to the house. The neighbor found the kid dead. He found a gun, blew his brains out. So this is, you know, this is real. This is real, and it's disturbing. And our school systems are set up to where it's almost allowed to happen. You know, people are, and you know, that's another thing you got to worry about too. You know, kids don't really come home and talk like they should. You got to make sure you have open lines of communication with your children. Otherwise, you know, they could end up hurting themselves or something along those lines. You know, so you got to really, really be careful. Other than that, you know, I hope everybody has a good week. We will see you guys here next week, same place, same time, 9 p.m. Central. Make sure to tune in this Tuesday. We got little Troy out of Houston, Texas. Friday, we got another Houston, Texas representative, Murder Man Matt, and host of Detroit Unplugged Radio. What's his name? ARC or something like that?
A-Rock, but isn't that a show on Monday?
A-Rock. There's a show where?
Yeah, isn't that show next Monday?
Yeah, my bad. That's Monday the 19th. Thank you. My mind isn't what it used to be. But, yeah, that's Monday the 19th. But, of course, Saturdays, tune in to Mag J and Velvet Rose Underground Saturday night. Oh, and to the another thing I want to say, too, man, every time this year, I don't know if it's the holidays or what, it brings out, like, one of these old, like, male groupie stalkers, you know what I'm saying? So if you guys see anything on any of the pages from a disgruntled artist that used to be down with us, you guys might have known him, he's been on the show before. If you see anything from him on any of the pages, pay it no mind. For some reason, he feels the need to lash out and attack myself, Mac J, as well as our artist, Scratch, which we find completely hilarious. I mean, it's always funny whenever you see, like, a 30-plus-year-old man acting like a child. So we find it hilarious, but the thing is, this dude left. He left us. You know, we didn't give him the boot. I think around April, and from April until now, we haven't heard a peep out of this motherfucker. I ain't even gonna mention his name. I ain't gonna give him any more shine. But now he decides to come out with all the hatred. but it's fun. Keep doing it, and keep giving us more views and more likes to our page, you fucking worthless shit bum. Because I'm going to nominate you for shit bum of the year. You know you are, you rat piece of fucking filthy shit. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in, Church Reality.
Good night.